So earlier on, you will have heard us talking about illicit tobacco and alcohol. And I'm joined once again by David Miller from Trading Standards. Hello, David.
Hello.
Now, this time we are moving on to talk about probably one of my favourite things in life, actually, food. And you're running a variety of different projects based around healthier choices. What do you mean by healthier choices, and who is this targeting?
So we have another scheme called Healthier Choices, and what it does, it engages with local businesses who are food producers, and it recognises the lengths that they're going to provide healthier choices. What we do, we meet with any interested businesses, and we look at their menus and we assess them against 35 different criteria. Now, those criteria include things like whether they supply water in addition to fizzy drinks, sugary drinks, and if they do, then can there be at better price points than sugary drinks, fizzy drinks? Can they incorporate cooking processes other than frying, for example? If they do fry, if they do chips, then can they heat the oil to the optimum temperature to prevent oil ingress? A variety of different aspects to it, but all of which try to ensure that the food that's being provided is healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we recognise each business that comes on board by virtue of a gold, silver or bronze award, and we promote that via social media. And we try and raise awareness within the community about the work that each of the businesses are doing, ultimately to try and improve footfall, I suppose, in the businesses, in addition to improving the healthiness of the food. So that's what Healthier Choices is. Alongside that, we have a number of different initiatives which complement that work. The first one, which I'd like to mention, is a takeaway masterclass, which we have. It's the third one that we've done across North Yorkshire. The first two were very well received. We had one in Scarborough, one in Harrogate. And across the two previous ones, we probably had about 15 to 20 businesses who attended to learn more about certain aspects of the takeaway business. And we're hoping that on June the 14th, when we have the next one in Hambleton and Richmondshire, that we'll have a similar number. You say about other examples of products. Fizzy drinks is a prime example. With the sugar tax coming in, the drinks producers have had to reformulate. And there's a variety now which have sugar-free drinks as a standard, as a default. And you probably don't recognise the difference. Going back to the takeaway masterclass, very happy with the numbers previously. We're hoping to replicate that again. It might be that businesses don't want to attend the masterclass, and that's absolutely fine. It's just a forum in which we can engage with them and give them a bit more information and try and, you know, cajole them along to joining the scheme. But if they just want to hear more about the scheme without attending the masterclass, that's fine too. It's all about improving the health of the food that's on offer, whether that's by engaging with our scheme or just getting advice from, you know, from someone like ourselves.
So how would they get in touch? Where do they go?
They would contact us directly. If they wish to engage with the masterclass, they can go onto the Eventbrite website, and you can sign up for that simply by searching for Takeaway Masterclass. Or alternatively, you can call me on 01609 534 810.
And you are David, so
they
ask for David.
That's right.
Okay. Another aspect that you are tackling with regards to healthy eating is a place that I used to spend a lot of time in my teenage years. I used to go across to Nairdsworth Swimming Pool and have my lunch there, but not the healthiest lunch. I was a teenager, so bear that in mind. Vending machines in leisure centres. Tell me about them.
Yeah, it's not just leisure centres. It's anywhere with a vending machine. We have a vending machine at North Yorkshire County Council, and it's not the healthiest. And that's where this came from. It complements the Healthier Choices scheme, and we thought, well, if everyone's creating healthier foods, then why are vending machines still as chocolate-filled, fizzy drinks-filled as they have been for many years? Surely they should be evolving and developing as well.
And they're so easy, aren't they?
That's right.
Coin in, button, done.
That's right. Now, we do appreciate that vending machines are there as a snack, and it's there to make money for the people who are providing them. However, there is a little bit of hypocrisy there if you go to a leisure centre or a hospital or wherever for something health-related, and then all of the foods in the machines are all chocolate and full of calories. So we're trying to invite anyone who has a vending machine to, again, engage with us to work through what can be done, what products may fit well and others which won't, and work out sort of what's best practice for vending machines in order to improve them moving forward.
So if somebody wants to get in touch then about a vending machine, maybe they know a culprit, maybe they have a favourite vending machine and they think this isn't necessarily right, or there's somebody who's supplying food to a vending machine and wants to get better. The final aspect of what we're talking about today is about new takeaways, about new establishments that are about to come onto the market and sell us food that may not be the healthiest options. How are you tackling that one?
It is difficult because takeaways are a very bespoke part of the sort of the health agenda, and you could argue that they are probably the worst offenders in some instances, that the food that they do can include a lot of oil, a lot of calories, etc. So what we're trying to do is look at the wider environment and look at the number of takeaways in and around certain areas. Scarborough and Selby, you could argue there is a high prevalence of takeaways. So we're not just looking at improving the quality of the food of those that are already in place by virtue of the takeaway masterclass and the scheme that we've already talked about, but potentially the scope for restricting the numbers of new takeaways. Other authorities in other areas have already undertaken similar practices, and they've been quite effective at reducing the number of takeaways by virtue of planning laws. So there's potentially scope for linking with our district counterparts there to look at that aspect of it as well. But that would form part of this wider environment where we would be looking at all different opportunities to work with retailers.
So would you ever say a straight no to a new business that's a takeaway? Or would you say, not as you are, but let's get healthier and then yes?
Yeah, first of all, it would be up to the district to decide.
Okay.
They have their own planning teams which cover these decisions. At the county council, we don't have that authority to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
But potentially, if we can look at what we have, such as data, statistics, which talks about increase in obesity, and if we can align them to certain areas, potentially around schools, if we can show evidence to say that there is a problem, that's when we would go to the district, speak to our counterparts, and then it would be a case of working out a most effective way forward.
I presume everything that we have talked about today with regards to healthier choices, if they want to find out more, they can just Google healthier choices, trading standards, something like that?
North Yorkshire County Council, healthier choices, yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely. David Miller, thank you very much.
Thank you.